You're listening to All Talk. I'm Kevin Dietz. All right, we have a giveaway. Be caller 9 at 1-800-859-0WJR, 1-800-859-0957, to win 4 tickets to the Michigan Golf Show, returning to Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi March 7th through the 9th. Now, if you win that, you will qualify for our grand prize. That is a Tullymore Resort stay-and-play golf package for you and a guest. Play both Tullymore and St. Ives courses, 54 holes with a cart, plus a 2-night stay and breakfast at the resort. For a bonus chance to qualify to win, text the keyword golf to 800-859-0957. That's the word golf. Text that to 800-859-0957. Official rules at WJR.com. For full expo details, visit MichiganGolfShow.com. Good luck, everybody. In a high-stakes defamation trial, the jury found CNN guilty of defaming U.S. Navy veteran Zachary Young, a key figure in the evacuation efforts during the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. Young accused the network of publishing false and damaging claims, particularly that he profited illegally by facilitating evacuations on the black market. The trial revealed troubling internal communications from CNN staff, reporters that were, just acting really unprofessional behind the scenes, including there was offensive language involved, what was perceived as a deliberate attempt to damage Young's reputation. Following the verdict, what did CNN do? They settled with Young, avoiding further punitive measures. Join us now is Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm great. Thanks.
It's always interesting. I always like a good lawsuit because it pulls the curtain back. It gives you a chance to see what is going on, and you get people who have to testify under oath, people who have to turn over documents during discovery, and all of a sudden things may not be as they appear. As you look at this case, what hits you?
The sanded testimony. Yeah, so the foreperson was a school teacher and principal for 40 years, and this is what I took away. First, that everyone at CNN was arrogant. The main guy thought that he didn't have to be there. He acted like on the stand, according to the jury foreperson, as though he was above all of them. And then when this was a classic, the school teacher, the foreperson, got back into the jury room, she said, "What does black market mean to all of you?" And they walk around the jury room, and all of them said, "Well, that's an illegal act, an illegal act." Well, one thing that every single witness, this is called sanded testimony to me, every single witness for CNN said, "Oh, it's unregulated. Black market means it's unregulated." Well, the defamation of being the black market, you know, was they were trying to based on the headlines that this was an illegal act. And that was my big takeaway. And also the arrogance of the witnesses, the emails, "We're going to get this man, you know, from the main guy, I'm going to get him." And then it just was a target on his back. So I don't know. Yeah, this to me was a big message that I think should kind of ripple through not just, you know, the national networks, but also the local networks, you know, for everyone. That, you know, the job is to be fair and impartial and to give, you know, news as it relates, not to be, you know, basically a movie on a news set.
Yeah, the jury did not care much for CNN correspondent. Correspondent is a big word for reporter. Alex Marquardt's testimony came. He testified that he only tried to contact Young once during a 2-week period. Sort of like, "Oh, well, you know, I called, he didn't answer, so here, I'm just going to put all this stuff out there about him without giving him a fair chance to respond." And then there's some other evidence showing that the reporter, you know, joked about the phone call to Young, which made jurors even wonder, you know, how much effort there was at all to reach him. And the whole idea of reaching out to the other side is that you get some sort of fairness and balance in the reporting. And it looks like this particular reporter just completely ignored that part. And you wonder, how often does that happen? And even worse, you know, Todd, you've been around the media long enough. You know, there's supposed to be managing editors that the reporters, you know, take what they have to, and then they discuss it, and they decide, you know, whether to go with the story or not go with the story. It looks like a complete breakdown of that process.
Oh, absolutely. How many times did you have to go to legal before you produced a story?
Too many.
too many, right? And the editor, absolutely. Here's the thing, you know, it gets back down to that arrogance, I think. You know, we all put our pants on the same way. We're all humans. No one's mightier than thou over there. You got to have, you know, obviously the golden rule. You know, do unto others as you would do unto yourself. And here, this just seemed to, you know, just rub the jury the wrong way. And the fact that you talk about, you know, with the jurors coming in there with the phone call, the foreperson said it looked bogus to me. But, you know, if you were calling on a story, Kevin, and you've done this a gazillion times, you're going to reach out to the source more than once, and you're going to leave a message, and you're going to try to attempt to get, you know, the guy on the phone. Here, it was really odd to me. They would have awarded punitive damages. They have a two-part trial. They would have awarded $100 million, according to the jury foreperson. Had it gone to the punitive stage, they settled, obviously, because they were afraid of what that jury was going to do. But the fact is, you know, I really think sometimes the check and balance needs to be put into place. I'm watching a story unfold in one of our local networks, and I'm thinking to myself, it seems as though the journalist is not being a journalist. It's not fair and impartial. So this message should be heeded by everyone that's in, because you have so much power. I tell reporters all the time, you have so much power because you can change the trajectory of a human's life based on one story. And you gotta yield that power with, you know, a deft touch and with honesty and integrity, and not that you're muddier than thou. That's why, man, if this would have gone to the punitive stage, $100 million against minimum against CNN. Wisely settled.
Anyone going to learn from this, or are we just going to talk about this again in a few months with a different station, different reporter?
I think, as I was talking earlier, we're living in a different world. I don't see us learning much from this.
Yeah, I tell you, Todd. Yeah, everybody was so careful for the 26 years I was at Channel 4. Everybody was so careful. We went through it with the managers. We went through it with our attorneys. We went back and forth. And if we couldn't say something, we didn't say it. And you know, we told the stories as they came. And I don't think it's happening that way anymore. I appreciate you coming on, Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. $100 million is what they would have given them. Amazing. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I really, really appreciate it. We're going to take a little break. When we come back at 11:18, we're going to talk with John Burney, a superintendent of Warren Consolidated Schools, about a school district in Texas, which is moving to a 4-day work week as an incentive to retain teachers. How do you like that idea? Would you like a 4-day work week for teachers, for people who work in the school district? Would that be a good idea? You're listening to All Talk on WJR.